Time to meet Pat Pagano. Pat, good morning.
And is it a good morning, Marshall?
Well, here's where we stand. When I awoke this morning at 3:30, it was 44 degrees. When I signed on the air here at 6 o'clock, the temperature was 42 degrees. And it just started. In the past 5.5, 6 minutes, we've dropped to 39 degrees. So it's obvious we're getting close to have that cold front coming through.
That's right. The cold front extends right now from the Vermont-New Hampshire border to Hudson, New York, to Port Jervis, New Jersey. And it's swinging eastward. The rain snow line is in basically the same place. Yeah. Still raining in Poughkeepsie, but it is snowing in Hudson. It's snowing at Albany. It's beginning to mix in Pittsfield. And it's all very, very light. So our forecast, you know, will definitely bail out very well, considering what we saw yesterday. There are no tricks to this. Now, everybody was worried about last year on the 15th, which you weren't directly affected. But if you recall, the New York area was blitzed with 6 inches of snow that was not expected. And it took people 3 hours to get 2 blocks and the whole bit. And they're thinking, oh, goodness, it's going to happen again. No, that was a storm. This is not. This is a cold front. So periods of rain and snow showers, as it turns windy and colder today, will fall through the 30s into the 20s later today, but you'll also see the sun come out this afternoon. That will lead to a clear, brisk, and very cold night tonight, 15 to 20. I say very cold. It's all relative. Then on Wednesday, sunny, brisk, and cold, only in the low 30s. Sunny clouds Thursday, 35 to 40, and partly sunny Friday, 45 to 50. Another cold front comes by Friday night, no precip. But it's a sunny Saturday, but it's a cold wind blowing, and we stay in the 30s Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll probably go into the 40s with partly cloudy skies. So if you have any plans for Saturday, bundle up.
Okay. Now, when's the next chance for maybe snow?
Not after today.
Yeah.
Not through the weekend.
So then it wouldn't be till like Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Truthfully? Yeah. I didn't even bother to look. I'm going to look right now for you. I was so
because you've lost on your pick now.
Oh, right, because it would have been the 15th.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and right. We have to have, you said 1 inch of snow, right?
Yeah, 1 inch of, yeah. Well, a general snow. I would stretch the rule to, if it covered a wide area, like portions of Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts, and everybody there got like 0.5 inches or more, I'll stretch it to that. It just has to be wide coverage. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I still may win. You don't know how much snow is going to fall today.
That's right. You're right.
Ah! How you like that for wishful thinking, huh?
Because you got to get past, you know, it's got to be today. Because after this, you're done for.
There's really nothing down the pike. Right, exactly. The computer models give Connecticut 0.13 inches of liquid in snow, which is over an inch of snow. I don't believe it. But we'll see about that. There is no precipitation in the American GFS forecast until, get this, the 23rd,
okay,
which is not this weekend, next weekend, and that is rain. And they're not giving us much. So it appears, if this model's right, I'm going to look at the, just for the heck of it, I'm going to look at the euro. If this model's right, they're indicating we're going into sort of a dry spell. Right. You know, maybe cold, but on the dry side. But we'll, let's see what the infamous euro has to say.
While we're speaking, we just dropped to 38. Go on.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to do today. I mean, you know, you'll be around 26 by evening. The euro model brings in rain on Tuesday, the 19th, next Tuesday, a week from today. They give us a healthy amount of rain, and And then after that, toward the end of the week, another little bout of rain. So they're not as dry as the America model, the GFS. And by the way, the Euro gives us today a quarter inch of snow.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. This is it. Today's the day for you.
Yeah. Other than that, I saw your movie of the bear. That was quite a bear.
Isn't that something? And he was
Holy Christmas.
Big bear. Big. It reminded me of that movie John Candy was in, where they went out camping. And was it Dan Aykroyd? What was it? Somebody else from Saturday Night Live was also in it. And a bear came by the cabin, and he goes, big bear. That is a big bear, that video that's on my Facebook.
Does that necessarily mean that it was a male, or
no,
it could be female?
They're heading into hibernation, okay? So it could be a male, and the male just bulked up to get through hibernation. But, of course, the females, they give birth during hibernation. So that could have been a female fully loaded up with babies, you know, and going into hibernation. Could have been one or the other, but it was big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't look like it was out to do any kind of damage or annoying, or, you know, being annoying or anything like that. No. Just like it was minding its own business.
It was looking for food. That's why I went to the front door and sniffed around the front door, which leads into my mudroom. But I don't keep I don't keep garbage like that. The garbage goes out on a daily basis. It doesn't, because otherwise bears would be lined up like McDonald's.
Really? Yeah.
So, but yeah, he would. He, because when I came out that morning, it was a cold morning. That was a cold morning, and there was, his nose print was on the glass from the door. So his or her nose print from the outside, through the ice.
You can see
that. Well, it's scary just to see the size of it. Just, you know, and there's not much holding it back. What, there's what, 2.5 inches of wood to the door?
Yeah, really. Is there an overpopulation of bear in your neck of the woods?
Well, yeah. Well, not at all. I mean, we have built into their territory over the last 25, 30
right,
years.
Right.
So there's a ton of bears where they're all over the place. Yep. Bears and deers and coyotes.
And has anybody ever found their dens? I mean, where are their dens? I always wondered about that. Where do they find their dens? How do they make their dens?
I have no idea. But years ago, they around the eighth hole at Hotchka School, there was a bear den that they discovered. You know, they discovered a bear den there. But who knows? But obviously the population is growing, so. They don't have many predators that go after bears here. There's not many predators that go after bears. So there's not much to, you know, to control that population.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, they just started, they brought up an interesting point up at our lake. Some of the bats have returned to the lake. You know, for a long time, there'd been a lack of bats. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So they suggested building some bat houses and putting them on trees. You have no idea the uproar this caused.
Why? The bats are good.
Exactly. People are saying that they know people who've been bit by bats. Bats get in your house, so you can't get them out. And all of this stuff, I just cannot believe what they made of this. I remember when I first bought up there about 40 years ago, we had plenty of bats, and we had a lot less bugs.
Yeah. I mean, gosh. They eat thousands of bugs a night.
I just don't believe that they're going to start a bit. Now they're starting a big thing over that.
Well, the problem is you have too many bats on your board.
You got that right. They're batty.
They should get those bats out and let the. Hey, we used to have around my mother's log cabin when I was there. There was a problem with lots of bees and stuff like that and insects. Put up, I think it was 3 bat houses, 2 in the front, 1 on the back. Problem was just about vanquished. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're all, all of these creatures are on the earth for a reason.
Yeah. And so are we. We were put on the earth to ruin it. That's right.
Pretty much that's what we're doing. I saw that little girl from Sweden. That she was on Ellen yesterday,
yeah.
The one that has been going around for global change, global weather. She is incredible.
She is incredible. She's so incredible, she's a little annoying.
You think she's annoying?
No, a little annoying. There's been so much news coverage of her now. It's been going on a month.
Yeah.
And you see pictures of Greta all over the place.
Right.
I get a little tired of that. No, I think she's got Asperger's, and I think she's an amazing, amazing child. And I think what she's doing is great, but I could see less of it on TV.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I just thought... They said to her yesterday, would you like to meet with our president? And she said no. And Ellen said, why? She said, because I can't tell him anything he already doesn't know.
She's absolutely right.
So, I mean, so that's it. So I said, boy, the size of her, right?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Good for her, good for her. So now it's no more glow. What was it originally? It was not the greenhouse effect. What was it?
Global warming.
Global warming. Now it's climate change.
It is climate change. And all news is lately is Greta, Trump, impeachment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greta, Trump impeachment.
Been tired of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's movies. Movies are my savior.
Yes, and I haven't seen any good ones yet, but I'll piss them on.
You haven't seen any good ones yet?
No. Really, I just haven't, so I will let you know.
All right, well, Pat, I want you to have a great day, and by the way, the temperature has dropped another 2 degrees. We're at 36.
Wow, so it dropped 3 degrees in 10 minutes.
And all the hot air we were putting out, it didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.